Okay, go ahead. So, what's your name?
I was born Bessie Goodis.
Okay, when were you born?
January 26, 1930.
Okay, where were you born?
In Brooklyn, New York.
All right.
In Cumberland Hospital.
Cumberland Hospital. I didn't know that. Mm. Okay. And who are you talking to?
I'm talking to my son, Stephen Schwartz.
Okay, great. And let's jump to when you got adopted. So let's start at when you first met Bill and Rose.
All right.
And then kind of what happened. How old were you when that happened?
12 and a half.
Okay. And you were living
in a foster home.
Okay.
The name of the people, I don't remember the mother's name, but the man's name was Harry Rothstein. They were Jewish.
All right. And you always knew you were Jewish, right?
I always knew I was Jewish.
Okay.
And I lived there from the age of 3 to the age of 12 and a half.
I didn't know you lived there that long.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay. Got it.
It was not a very good situation.
No. Okay. Well, let's talk about 12 and a half.
My biological mother came on a Sunday afternoon to tell me she would be back next week with her unmarried sister.
Okay.
That she would be back next week to take me out of this place.
Okay, and did you see your biological mother much, or was it?
I saw her about once a month.
Okay.
She would take me out for ice cream.
From the time you were 7?
From the time
I... Oh, you were 3?
3.
Okay. All right. So.
And I guess at the age of 12 and a half, she finally gave me up.
I see.
I guess I was a ward of the state.
Okay.
And she relinquished.
Yep. She relinquished custody.
Correct.
All right, so
the social worker came.
Yeah.
And at that time, Rose and Bill Amber were told about me.
Okay.
In Providence, through very close friends of theirs that were going to adopt 2 small children.
Okay.
Social worker told me about it.
Yeah.
So I went to the Stephen S. Wise Adoption Center.
All right.
And Stephen S. Wise was a rabbi.
Okay.
And I met this wonderful social worker named Mrs. Brenner.
Okay.
And there were Rose and Bill Amber, and it was love at first sight.
They were there.
They were there.
Do you remember what they were wearing, or what was your first impression? Or?
I remember looking at him, and he wasn't that tall, but he appeared tall.
Okay.
He had whitish hair.
Yeah.
She was a beautiful woman who had black and a little gray in her hair.
Okay.
Bosomy.
Yeah.
But her face was gorgeous.
Okay.
And
do you know how old they were when...
I think that she was probably in her 40s.
Okay.
And he was probably 55, which is why
so
they
he was older?
That they couldn't get a baby.
Okay.
That's why they had... But wow. The opportunity, their friend Louis Nass...
Okay.
Jeffrey Pine...
Yeah.
...suggested that would they be interested in an older child.
Okay.
Which is not usually what happens.
Right, right.
And they decided they wanted to have a child in their life.
Wow.
So the family was not in favor, but their my mother's family.
Okay.
But my father wanted it.
Got it.
And
how long did that first meeting go? Do you remember?
A couple of hours in the office. He wanted to take me home.
He was all ready to take you home?
Yeah.
And you, did you have to decide what you wanted to do?
I knew.
You already knew. You were like...
I went on a subway. The subway used to cost 15 cents.
Okay.
When 6 months later,
yeah,
I was in Rhode Island.
6 months, wow.
Never heard of that to happen. He said, I don't want to wait.
Wow.
He said, she wants to get out of there, so let her come.
Wow.
He came on a train.
Yeah.
10 hours.
Just him?
Just him.
To pick you up?
And they lived in a three-family house on Potter's Avenue in Providence,
okay.
South Providence.
All right.
Beautifully furnished.
Yeah.
And in the discussion, we decided to change my name.
In the first discussion?
Immediately.
Immediately. Wow. And did
and
they
not
have
the birth date.
Did they have a name for you, or?
Well, they were going to keep the initial. That's how it came, Barbara.
Oh, okay.
Gail was after somebody in the family.
Got it.
Grandmother of somebody's.
So what?
Barbara Gail Amber became my name.
Wow.
And Sam Temkin was their attorney in Rhode Island,
prominent
attorney.
Yeah. And he did all the paperwork to get the adoption.
I still have the papers.
Wow.
And it was quite an adjustment. They had a girl from the Sophia Little home living with them because they had a business and They both worked in...
What was the Sophia Little home?
For unwed mothers.
Oh, okay.
So she lived with them, and she was in the same room as I was. I don't know time-wise, but within a short time, she was out of the house.
Got it.
They didn't like the idea.
I see. And then do you remember the train ride from New York?
Yes, I had the biggest Hershey bar I had ever seen. That I remember.
Wow.
He bought me a Hershey bar.
Wow. And did you sort of get to know each other, right?
We just hit it off.
Yeah.
He liked me, and I liked him.
Wow.
When we met in New York,
yeah,
they took me to a restaurant I had never been to, Schrapps.
Wow. Oh, it was a big ice cream place, right?
Yes.
Like a deli?
Well, more like an eating place, like Shepherd's Tea Room.
Okay. And you had never been to a restaurant?
No. And the next day we went shopping. They bought me a dress. They bought me shoes. They bought me a coat.
Wow.
I never had any of that.
This was after the first meeting?
Within a short time.
Were you worried that the foster people were going to take all your new stuff, or no?
No. Okay. I was out of there as soon as I could get there.
Got it.
They didn't want me anymore.
Well, yeah, obviously, right.
And I was abused.
Yeah.
Sexually abused.
Ugh, yeah.
And...
By the father?
By the father, yeah. He was a mean...
Weren't there other people, too? Other foster kids?
They had two other children. I vaguely remember another child there, but...
Yeah.
I don't know whether she was a girl or a boy. I slept upstairs.
Got it. There was...
They never let me go out to play.
Hmm.
They made me do housework on Saturday. I had to go from the top attic down to the first floor. If I didn't do it right, down came my pants and I was strapped.
Oh, my gosh.
It was horrible. It was.
Was there ever a social worker that would come and check on
you? Nobody. Not really.
That's horrible. Wow.
It was.
Wow.
I went to school, but I did okay. And in the olden days, it was a Miss Kaplan. She sat on this high wooden high chair.
Yeah.
If you didn't know the answer, she'd hit you
with
a ruler on your hand.
Oy. Yeah.
That's what the school was.
Right.
PS 233.
Wow.
Can you imagine? I still remember.
Wow. Do you remember having any friends in school?
No. I don't think I had any. I don't remember.
Yeah, you don't remember. Wow. So you went... Was that the school you went to the whole time that you were in Brooklyn?
It was an elementary school in Brooklyn.
Got it.
PS 233.
Wow.
The place that I lived
was
66 East 89th Street. And your brother Billy once made a trip to see the house.
Right.
And it became a synagogue.
Wow. And I know when we looked in the records, you're listed in the census, the 1940 census.
Right.
Living at that house with two other children.
Well, they had two other children.
Oh, they had two other children.
Then
okay.
There was nobody else there.
Got it.
And
so tell me a little bit about Bill and Rose. What was their story?
Well, when Willie married my mother, she was 18 years old.
Okay.
She was the youngest of five sisters and one brother.
Five sisters and one brother, right.
I think it was five. Tanta Esther, Tanta Lena, Tanta Shana Hyer, who died, Tanta... Esther and Tanta Edel, five, and Uncle Laza was the only brother.
But
she was
brother.
The baby. Yeah.
She was the baby.
And they were very close.
She and
Uncle Laza.
And Uncle Laza.
Who became very much part of the family when I started having children.
Got it. He was a very sweet man, I remember.
Yes, he came and he'd bring all kinds of potato chips and nuts and candy. He'd come in, he didn't drive. He came in the worst weather on a bus. He'd be standing at the door. What are you doing here, Uncle Laza? I thought you needed a little snack. That's what he was like.
Oh, my gosh. Wow.
He had two children of his own, but he loved mine.
So back to Rose and Will. Rose was a first-generation American, or did she come from another country?
She came from Russia.
She came from Russia.
And then
Do you know how old she was when she came from Russia?
No, they lived in Central Falls.
Okay.
And they worked as weavers.
Weavers, okay.
In these mills.
Yeah, in Central Falls.
Or she made hats. I think maybe millinery hats. She made hats.
Was just all were all her siblings here,
mm-hmm.
or were there some
no,
still
no,
left in Russia?
No, they were all here.
Were their grandparents, meaning her parents, still here?
Her
or
parents
not?
Were buried here.
So they did come over here.
Yeah, they're in Lincoln Cemetery.
Got it.
Her maiden name was Sipkin. Hi.
Hi.
you said their name was Sipkin, right?
Yes, but
your mom's
the grand, the C-I-P-K-I-N, okay. Mother's maiden name.
All right.
Her parents went by Chipkin.
Chipkin.
C-H-I-P-K-I-N. They're at the Lincoln Cemetery in Warwick.
And what would, do you remember what their names were?
I think there was a Samuel, and the mother's name was Frumagella, which is what I gave to Judy.
Got it.
But she now uses Frumagella Yehid, Judy does.
For her Hebrew name.
For her Hebrew name.
And you, did you know them or no?
No.
They were long gone by the time you got it. So your mom had five sisters and one brother.
Did I?
You already went through them.
Okay.
And then, and she came from Russia. Which, what's the matter? It's spilling. So
sisters.
Sisters.
One brother.
So five sisters and one brother.
Right. One died.
And she came from Russia.
Yeah.
She wasn't born in America. Were any of the sisters born in America?
No.
They all came and they were all, did they all work in the mill?
Basically, yes.
They all did. To Central Falls.
I don't know what all the sisters did, but
got
I
it.
Had heard they were all, in, they lived, that's where all the immigrants settled,
right.
In Central
right.
Falls.
Do you have any idea when they came to the country or you don't know?
No, I don't
okay.
know that.
And then tell me about your father.
My father came from Poland.
And his name was?
William Wolf. Amber.
Wolf. That was his given name?
Yeah, and the papers. And his last name was Amber, A-M-B-E-R.
Right.
And he was Jewish.
Got it.
Maybe they said Amber, but the paper says A-M-B-E-R. I have them.
Got it. You have those papers.
Yes,
wow.
I do. He had one sister.
And where did she live?
In Brooklyn.
In Brooklyn.
And I went to visit her once or twice.
Got it.
And she had a son, Harold Amber, who came to see me. And he remained very close to me for many years.
Wow.
He bought me my first doll, a vanilla and chocolate doll. On one side it was white, and the other side it was chocolate.
Wow.
It was very liberal.
That's fantastic.
I never knew what a doll was.
You never had a doll?
It was made out of a material.
Wow.
And the beds in my mother's house were metal in the second bedroom. And within a short time, they bought a four-poster bed for me. And that's how she left. So I had my own room.
Yeah. That must have been incredible.
Unbelievable.
Yeah.
I was like half... When I walked into Potter's Avenue, my mother's sisters were all standing in line like the board of directors.
Oh, my gosh. Was that overwhelming?
It was the most frightening thing in my life. I was very skinny. I had the straight hair. I had on my new dress and shoes, but my coat was being fixed, so the old coat came above the dress. I looked like a waif.
Wow.
And it was this, they just glared at me with their, you know, what were they getting?
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah. Most of them were against the adoption.
Oh, yeah. Because most adoptees bring a lot of baggage.
Right.
Because in those days, they didn't use that expression.
Right.
But they would take, they felt that Rose and Bill, who, by the way, my father was considered the king. If any of the sisters had a problem or the children had a problem, they came to Uncle Willie.
Huh. He was kind of the patriarch.
He solved everything. He was not educated, but he had wonderful common sense. He was a giving, caring man. He just knew what to tell them to do. And they listened to him.
That's incredible.
There was one divorce in the family. The second one almost started. He wouldn't allow it. He said, you made your bed, go back.
Wow. So more about him. So he came from Russia too, or Poland?
He came from Poland.
Okay.
He came from New Jersey, but he landed in Rhode Island, and he was a weaver.
He was a weaver too.
And that's how he met my mother.
So I remember you telling me about him spending some time in New York, and he had no food.
Right.
So
right.
What did he do? He had a friend.
And they would go to, I don't remember much
like
about
weddings or something.
Yeah,
they would crash weddings.
Yeah, crash weddings.
To get food.
Food, and then he'd go to opera. On he loved the opera. He taught me. In Rhode Island, we had an opera house.
Yeah.
Called the Metropolitan Opera House.
Yeah.
On Chester Street and whatever the other street was.
Yeah.
And he would take me to the opera. My first opera I ever saw was Aida.
Wow.
And my other favorite opera was Carmen. And on Saturday afternoon when he'd come home to have his lunch, my mother always prepared a hot meal for him, he would listen to this announcer named Michael, no, Croft.
Hmm. And on the radio?
He would be announcing the opera, and we would sit together and listen.
Had you ever been exposed to opera in your life?
I never, no.
Yeah.
So I became educated. Yeah. And loved it.
Yeah. It must have been a special time with you and him, just listening, right?
Mm-hmm.
So he lands in New York or New Jersey.
And then he comes to Rhode Island.
You don't know how, but no, I don't probably know. Related to the weaving, right?
Could be.
Is that how he met Rose?
That's how he met my mother.
In the factory? Probably.
Probably.
Wow.
Well, in the olden days, everybody met everybody else.
Right.
Families met one another. I don't know, well, how.
But he must have taught himself English somewhere along the way.
He did, yeah.
Did he speak, what language was spoken in the home?
Yiddish. Not much, but mostly English.
English.
And he was, they didn't even belong to a temple.
But so he wasn't practicing.
But when I came, Lil and Zella Gordon joined a temple. They joined a temple because of me.
I see.
And the funny story about the temple was that all the sisters wore hats that were handmade, and they'd march down the aisle to see whose hat was prettier than the others.
Oh, my gosh.
And if one person got a new watch, they all got the same watch.
All the sisters had to have.
Always the same.
A lot of competition amongst the sisters.
The table in your house was the same thing. $15 that table cost.
And everybody.
And everybody had it. It was a table that's always in front in the window.
Wow. So the sisters were close.
Yes.
Even though there was some competition amongst them.
Yeah, because my mother wasn't a unique woman.
Yeah. Why?
Why? Because she went to business after Bill and Rose Amber got married.
Yeah.
At some point, they moved to Providence.
Okay.
And he bought a candy store. He was told it was making maybe in the Depression years.
Yeah.
It was taking in $700, which was a lot of money.
Yeah.
But it turned out it only took in $500, and he had to work 7 days a week.
Wow, in the candy store.
In the candy store. And then...
This was before you arrived?
No. Yeah, before I arrived.
Okay, so he worked in the candy store.
And they were building three family houses. And he said to my mother, they didn't have children, of course, Rose, go pick out a house. She said, you're crazy, we can't do that. He said, I didn't ask you, I just told you to pick one out.
Wow.
And she did. She picked out the middle one of the three. So they got income from the third floor and income from the first floor rent. And Libby and George Walensky lived there.
And who were they?
They were her niece and nephew. Libby was her nephew.
Okay, and so Libby's mother was who?
Libby's mother, actually, Tante Esther was a stepmother.
Oh, okay.
Jack Wolf was her biological son.
All right.
And her husband died when Jack was 4 years old.
Okay.
Some years later, I don't know how, she met Max Gordon, who had three children. I guess his wife had died.
All right.
And they got married.
All right.
And Uncle Max was part of the family. They didn't change the name. It was Libby, Zelick, and Brian's father, Harry.
Got it.
And three children? Yeah.
Yeah. Plus Jake Wolf.
Plus,
so
and
he
Jake
was a
Wolf
stepbrother to them as well.
But he was like one. They would never.
It was a family, right?
And
they lived downstairs?
No,
that was
no,
earlier.
They bought a house on Pavilion Avenue.
Okay.
And Jacob Wolf, when he got married to Evelyn, whatever her maiden name, Evelyn Lang Wolf, they lived on the third floor of Uncle Max's house.
I see. And what was the number Potter's Avenue? Do you remember that?
Yes, I do. 275. My father had a license plate that said P-275. And as time went on before I came into the picture, she didn't like the refrigerator on the outside.
Where? What do you mean?
They lived in. The flat had two bedrooms.
Got it.
And the kitchen, the refrigerator
was
outside of the.
Oh, like in a porch.
Door.
Got it.
On the landing.
Got it.
And she didn't like that inconvenience, so she broke a wall and they refixed the kitchen.
Nice.
Then she had these drapes. She didn't like the bathroom. Okay, do the bathroom over.
Wow.
There's a Jewish expression. She was considered a balabusta, which means she knew how to run a home, make a good meal, and most of the sisters worked.
Really?
Tantalina became a widow also at a young age, left with two girls.
Mm-hmm.
And she worked. I just remember that they all worked.
Hmm. Interesting.
And interesting, Tantalina had two daughters, and Rose Gus was her daughter.
Okay.
And Rose Gus went to Washington, and she told her to stay there. So Rose worked. That's how she met Al and got married to him.
I see. So Bill started out, Willie, started out with a candy store. Yeah, then what happened?
Then he went to Cranston.
He
lived in Providence, went to Cranston and opened up a fruit store.
A fruit store?
That was still, now he was working 6 days a week.
Okay. So did he keep the candy store or
he sold it?
Okay. Sold that, bought a fruit stand in. So he probably had to get up very early to get the fruit.
4 o'clock in the morning to go to the.
Wow. So he got the fruit.
And then when Prohibition came in, I don't know what year that was.
Right.
The city clerk, Ernest Johnson, came in and said, Bill, what do you think about getting a liquor license? You'll only have to work 6 days a week.
Huh.
And he was the first licensee in Cranston. And he rented this store on Rolfe Street.
Yeah.
And he called it Amber's Liquor.
Wow.
Put in 90 hours a week.
90 hours a week.
Your father worked there.
Wow. 90 hours a week.
My mother pitched in the afternoon.
Got it.
He'd come home to a hot meal.
Yeah. So he, were they still living in Providence at that point?
They were still living in Providence.
So he'd drive to the house. He'd have lunch.
He always owned a Buick. Every 2 years he traded it and
got a
new one.
Buick. Wow.
Then he changed to Oldsmobile.
Wow.
And the Botfins, he bought it from a well-known Colonial Motors.
Right.
And I remember as a young person, I was maybe 16.
Yeah.
I went with him to get the new car.
Yeah.
As we drove out of the car, he told me, it's now worth half of what I just bought, which is true.
Yeah. Wow.
He taught me how to drive.
He taught you how to drive.
I was 15 years old.
Huh.
And they would go for fresh eggs every Sunday. By then they were living in Cranston.
Okay.
On Pontiac Avenue, there was a farm.
Okay.
Way, almost near Garden City.
Okay.
And of course, there was no Garden City.
Right.
There were no houses.
Right.
And he stopped the car. Tantalina was in the back seat with my mother. I moved over and got behind the wheel.
Oh, my gosh.
They were going to have heart attacks.
Yeah.
He said, don't worry, everything is fine. He moved over into the...
And it was a standard, too, right? You had to figure
the
clutch and everything, right?
And I drove off.
That's fantastic.
Which is why I'm a very good driver.
And wasn't your mother, she drove too, and that was
sort of
unheard of, right?
They had a Plymouth, and they took out the back because they delivered the liquor.
Got it.
So they made it into a truck. That was the business car.
Got it. So when you came to Providence, was he already in the liquor business, or he was in the fruit business?
No, he was in the liquor business already.
He was already in the liquor business.
He was considered, guess they must have done a check on them.
Yeah.
And he was considered comfortable. He owned a home.
Clearly.
He owned a business.
Yeah.
And he owned two cars.
Yeah.
So he was considered,
And
comfortable enough to
raise
a child.
Yeah. That's fantastic.
It was unbelievable.
Wow. So tell me about once you came to Providence, kind of beyond the relatives who gave
you... junior high school.
Okay. Remember the name of the school?
Yeah, it was the school daddy went to Roger Williams Disaster. I was out of there in a year.
Yeah.
And couldn't. It was a terrible situation.
Okay.
I went to another one on Elmwood Avenue called Gilbert Stewart.
Okay.
And I struggled.
Yeah. Well, you didn't have the background,
No, I didn't have good background. No.
Right.
We found my report card. I got B's and C's.
That's okay, given the fact you...
But I still didn't get a good education.
Yeah.
My vocabulary was terrible.
Right.
And they made the error of sending me to classical high school.
Yeah, and that was not...
And that became... I was tutored by a retired principal.
Yeah.
My father would give him bottles of liquor and pay him.
Yeah.
But...
It wasn't a fit.
Finally, the principal said to my father, Mr. Amber, she does not have the background to be there.
Right.
In those days, it still was a very hard school.
Yeah, yeah.
And I then went to Hope.
Okay.
Got into with a group of brilliant young people.
Huh.
They, it was the best high school class that ever graduated.
Wow.
They all went to Ivy League schools.
Oh, my gosh.
I struggled, but they liked me, and I was their friend.
Got it.
But they were all, Aunt Rosie, may she rest in peace, was an honor student.
Wow.
That and, I wasn't.
And what, so Aunt Rosie went to Hope. To Hope, and Daddy went to classical?
Yeah, classical. Wow, and Uncle Abe went to classical.
So what were some of your extracurricular activities in high school? Do you remember? Things you liked to do?
Well, they gave me piano lessons.
Okay.
I had elocution lessons.
Elocution.
So
did you have a heavy Brooklyn accent when you
yes,
came?
Yes, I did. And they wanted to, I used to go to the North End.
Yeah.
I was 14 years old.
Yeah.
And my teacher, she just recently died. You know the Markoff in the orchestra?
Yeah.
His grandmother.
Wow.
Florence.
Okay.
Was my teacher.
She was your elocution teacher.
And whenever I'd go to the concert and see her, she remembered me.
Wow. And so what kinds of things did you do during the elocution lessons? Just practice
pronunciation? Oh, I had a
pronunciation
special book,
and
studied Shakespeare and how to pronounce words.
Wow.
I was very aware of how I spoke.
Huh.
It was a very important
thing. It's almost like My Fair Lady, your story.
Why do you say that?
You know the story of My
yes,
Fair Lady,
I do.
Right?
I yeah, mean, she, yeah, she was a flower girl.
Right? The You're rain
right.
in Spain comes mostly on the planet, right?
Absolutely.
I mean, it was, right? Yeah. You came from
and
this.
And they dressed me in beautiful clothes.
Yeah.
Something I never knew anything about.
Wow.
And I knew what I never really knew what a nice meal was.
Mm.
And I always had a very nice meal every night.
Yeah.
And we were together on Sundays when he wasn't working.
Yeah.
And
what'd you do on Sundays? Well, did you go
well,
to
we would
outings
go to the egg farm, huh?
Okay, yeah, go ahead.
They sent me to Sunday school.
Yeah. What temple? Do you remember?
Temple, yes, Beth Israel on Niagara Street.
Okay.
They became friends with the rabbi.
Okay.
All because they had a child.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I was confirmed at the age of 15. I don't. The picture's
did you,
gone.
Did you know Hebrew or anything?
No.
Or no?
No.
But you were able
I
to...
was bas mitzvahed later in life.
Yeah.
At Temple Emmanuel. I
right.
went to a class for 2 whole years.
Wow.
But I never got the Hebrew down.
Yeah. What, so during that time, who were your friends? Do you remember?
My first friend was an Armenian girl named Marian Nerigian.
Okay.
Around the corner from Potter's Avenue was a cleaner and a rug place.
Okay.
And I met her in junior high school.
Okay.
And my next friend was Harriet Solomon. I don't know, I must have met her in junior high.
Okay.
When I went to Hope, Joan Adler became my friend, Eleanor Herman, Eleanor Moskal, Dottie Adelson, Dottie Kazansky. The fellows were Lester Hyman, Herbie Avedon, the attorney.
Hmm.
Sleazeball, by the way.
Was he? You know,
yeah,
I went
one
to
time
school.
He, did you know, did I ever tell you the story? He took me out for coffee.
Yeah.
And the next thing was sitting in the Swanfield Cemetery, and he's making it, I was already married. He was making advances at me. I said, this is a cup of coffee, get out of here.
Wow.
Take me back to my car.
Oh,
it was
my
supposedly
gosh.
An innocent thing.
Oh, my God.
I was never so scared of my life.
That's horrible.
He turned out to be a terrible, really a
yeah.
sex predator.
Ugh, terrible.
So I had wonderful friends in high school.
Yeah.
And a fun thing to do after high school
yeah.
was to go down on Thayer Street,
yeah.
have Cokes at Moe Applebaum's father's restaurant.
Oh, my gosh.
Moe Applebaum's father had a restaurant called Applebaum's.
Right on Thayer Street.
And we'd all sit in the back and have Cokes.
Where, do you remember where on Thayer Street, if we were to think about it now?
Like in the middle.
So like Meeting Street,
like
where Andrea's
where Burke,
is,
I would
where
say
Burke's
more
is.
Burke, that block.
So right where Addie is.
Yeah, right.
Right, where
right.
near Addie's dorm.
Yeah, right
oh
near
my
there.
Gosh, that's so funny.
That was a fun
So thing. That's where you would go after, you'd and walk.
Rosie would come and Mo would come.
Got it. Were they dating at that point? Or?
Yeah, they were already in high school.
In high school.
Yeah.
Wow.
That's where he
so,
met her.
So
they're in the same class.
So Rosie is who? Who's Rosie?
Rosie is my husband's sister.
Yeah, Morris Schwartz.
Morris Schwartz.
Yeah.
She's the one that introduced us.
Really?
Morris came home from the war, and he didn't know anybody. And in the days of the late 40s and 50s, we carried pictures of all our friends in our billfold.
Right.
So she took out her billfold, and there were like 15 girls.
Yeah.
He said, I like that one, and it was me.
Wow.
He said the day that he met me, he fell in love with me.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't.
No. Well, you had another suitor, right?
No, not that. I was very shy.
You were shy?
I was a very prudish
quiet.
Girl.
Yeah.
I mean, I didn't know anything about
Of course.
Me. I didn't know anything.
Right.
So we went together. When we first met, we sat and talked till 3 o'clock in the morning.
Wow.
But I wouldn't kiss him.
Yeah.
I thought if I kissed him, I would get pregnant.
Oh, my.
Are you recording?
Yeah.
And he just fell for me. It was hot. And
This was so he. This was in
he was at
46, 1946. Mm-hmm. So you were how old?
17.
17. You were 17, and he was 21?
3.5 years 20? Older.
Oh, right. My gosh.
He was at Brown.
He was at Brown, finishing up, right?
Right.
Because he started one semester.
I do have a picture of our going to, he belonged to a Jewish club called the Tower Club.
Okay.
And there was a dance, and everybody, Harold Gaydon went, and
yeah.
Bob Kotlin, they were all at Brown at the same time.
I see.
And there's a picture, I was wearing a dress with one strap.
Mm.
I had beautiful clothes. Nothing was...
Yeah.
Nothing was too... I can't...
Yeah.
Nothing was too good for me.
Wow.
But my shoes and Shepherd's. It was a well-known
department store
in Providence. Yeah. My mother collected linens as a hobby.
Linens, huh?
She loved linens.
Wow.
And I still have some of them, but most of them got stolen when she became ill. And she liked very fine things.
Mm.
She had good china.
Yeah.
Silverware. They had an inn with Gorham's who made silverware.
Yeah.
She went and bought silverware for like $400 a full set.
Wow.
And your set that you have and Judy has.
Yeah.
The one was stolen.
Wow.
She liked china. She bought her carpeting from Barry Fain's father. She had wool carpeting. When we bought our first house on Chulley Boulevard, Archie Fain came to the house.
Yeah.
He said, you cannot have wool carpeting, you're not ready for it. He sold me polyester. We didn't have the money.
Right, obviously.
He said,
right.
So you will use polyester.
Yeah. Oh, that's so funny. And what what was I going to say? Tell me more about high school and your friends and after school.
We all chummed around. We did things together.
Yeah. So you take the bus to school because it's the other side
of
town, right?
Yes, I live in Providence. Right, yes. I used the trolley car.
Trolley. There was a trolley where?
On Broad Street.
And it took you to where? To the tunnel?
Yes.
And then you take the bus from the tunnel? Or it went through the tunnel?
It went through the tunnel.
Oh, okay.
So and it went to Hope High School.
Went all the way to Hope. Wow. Yeah.
Then the trolleys went out and the buses came.
Got it.
I don't know the
days. Yeah, this is before the highway too, right?
Right.
Wow.
And our class was 50 years old. Everybody was going to college.
Yeah.
I knew in my head that I wanted an education.
Yeah.
I didn't have the grades, and they made the mistake of me having me apply to Radcliffe.
Oh, gosh.
Which was crazy. Knew somebody there, and that was crazy.
Right.
Then in high school, URI became the place I could try to go.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't know if you know the story how I got in.
No.
All right. I went to the Dean of Admissions.
Yeah.
I guess my father drove me. I don't remember. And I wanted to go there.
Yeah.
My marks were low B's and C's.
Yeah.
He said, I'm not sure I can take you.
Yeah.
Your marks are not very good. I guess
right.
I took SATs in those days. The score was terrible. I said to him, Dean Eastwood, give me 6 months to prove myself. If in 6 months you're not satisfied with my marks, I will leave.
Wow.
And I stayed.
Incredible.
My first course I ever took was public speaking, and I got an A.
Wow.
But I struggled through college.
Yeah.
Terribly.
Yeah.
My college roommate was a non-Jewish girl, which was what I wanted, and she was very bright. She was from Providence. We still keep...
What was her name?
Martha Freeman. We still keep in touch.
Wow.
She lives in the South.
Got it.
And she studied physical therapy, so she was very smart.
Huh.
And so she motivated me to study.
Got it.
Didn't run around and do crazy things.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, when kids were, even in those days, when kids went off to college,
drinking,
some of them
right?
had cars, they went drinking.
Yeah.
Your mother
didn't. And you and daddy were dating at that point, right?
Yeah, we were dating, but I didn't actually have a beau then. Yes, I did. I had a boyfriend. His sister worked for my mother. The last name was Meltzer. They were German Jews. M-E-L-Z-E-R.
Okay.
that one of their sons, his name was Asher, A-S-H-E-R,
okay.
was at URI. He was 10 years older than I was.
Oh, my.
But he was considered what they call big man on campus.
Got it. Because he had come back from the war, probably, right?
Whatever. He just made something of himself.
Yeah.
And I started to date him, and they...
They were not happy?
No. They hated the family. And they
because they were German and Jews?
German. Oh, my father hated the Germans. Look what they
Got
did
it.
To the Jews.
Yeah, yeah.
And the sister worked for mother. She was a maid.
Oh, okay.
So to them, that was not good enough for their daughter.
Right.
You know, their daughter was one in...
Yeah.
You know, and when I will say when I was born, they broke the mold.
Yeah.
There was no one like me.
That is true.
And, but they gave me wonderful values.
Yeah.
My father said no drinking, no swearing. I forgot what the third thing was, but...
Yeah.
They were very high values.
Yeah.
Respect was very important.
Yeah.
Caring, giving. My father once, during the Depression years, he had his fruit store.
Yeah.
There was a person standing in front of the bus stop, right in front of the store, and he looked a little down, and my father said, "What's the matter?" "I'm going for a job interview, but I don't have enough bus fare." Put his hand in his pocket and gave him money. So he could get on the bus.
Wow.
He always took care of other people. Mm. He never got the money back.
No.
He liked to bet the horses.
Really?
Yeah, he used to, in those days, everything was in paper bags.
Yeah.
So he kept the racing sheet between the paper bags underneath the counter. He went Sweet Barbara, Pretty Rose. When I went away to college, there was a shortage of stockings. He would send them to me. He would send me money.
Yeah.
It was extra money that he would pick up.
From the
betting.
From the betting. This was all...
He didn't go to the races. Wasn't. He had a bookie. He
had a bookie.
He came into the liquor store. My mother couldn't
Did
say
Did she know or she knew what she couldn't say?
He wasn't
happy,
but he wasn't
hurting
her.
It was his thing, right.
It was his little thing and she didn't care.
Yeah.
He gave her everything.
Yeah.
You know, the world was hers. She could buy, she bought her clothes in the finest restaurant.
Wow.
She owned a mink jacket, she owned a mink coat.
Wow.
But once she got the mink coat, they all got the mink coat.
What do you mean all? Who?
The
sisters? The
sisters, right.
Oh my gosh.
If they got a diamond watch, they all got diamond watches.
Who paid for them all?
The husbands.
The husbands, got it.
They all worked hard.
Yeah, yeah.
This is what they wanted, and the husbands did it.
Yeah.
Whatever they were told. And, you know, oh, if Aunt Rose has it, I have to have it.
Right.
And Tante Marcia was the same way. She was the sister-in-law. She was Uncle Laz's wife.
I remember her, too.
Oh,
she
was
her.
A piece of work.
Was she? Yeah.
Well, she was very envious of everybody. She wasn't pretty. She was very bosomy.
Yes.
She was a nice lady in her own way.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, I got along with her because she was...
Sure.
She was Tante Marcia. All the aunts were called Tante.
Were any of the aunts warmed up to you eventually?
Finally, yes, they did. Tante Lena was very nice to me. Tante Ethel wasn't, but she wasn't a real nice lady at all.
I see.
She had four children. She had a crazy marriage. Her husband came to live with my mother.
Huh.
Because they kind of separated.
I see.
And she just was a... There's an expression here that she was verbissener. She was bitter.
Oh, a bitter person.
And that's what verbissener means.
I see.
I picked up all this Yiddish from my father and mother.
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't know if you ever heard the story when we took everybody to Israel.
Yeah.
And your dad had a brother. Dad's father had a brother.
Right, Hirsch.
And I tried to talk to him in Yiddish.
Yeah.
And somebody tapped me on the shoulder and said, "Lady, that's the worst Yiddish I ever heard." And on top of that, the man is deaf. never forgot that.
That's very funny.
Yeah,
but you tried, right?
Oh,
that
was my way.
Wow.
Your sister was 16 years old, and every Israeli soldier wanted to date her.
I'm sure, yeah, I remember that.
We didn't allow it.
I remember that, yeah.
And I was raised very strict.
Yep, sounds like it. Good, I think we're almost at 40 minutes, so I think we could take a break.
All right.
And this was a good first run.
A wonderful interview. Oh, did I didn't tell you that when...
Oh, hold on, wait. Let's continue it.
Thing.
Okay, say that again.
Claire Gordon
and
Joy Blackman were first cousins.
Yeah.
And in other words, Joy Blackman's mother was...
Recording. Okay, it's recording now. Say that one more time. Sorry. Claire Blackman.
Claire Gordon.
Yeah.
And Joy Blackman.
Okay.
We're first cousins, couple of years apart.
All right.
When I came to the family, Ruth Lev was her name. She might have been Ruth Sandler, I'm not sure. She told them that Aunt Rose and Uncle Willie were getting a daughter and that I was to be treated as their cousin. They were never to say a bad word about me. They were to like me just like they liked each other.
Wow.
And we all became friends.
That's pretty wonderful.
They were wonderful to me.
That's wonderful.
Joy in later life turned out to be crazy. Claire was my maid of honor, and Claire and I remained very close till she passed.
Wow. That's wonderful.
We were just like one.
That's wonderful. Okay. I'm going to stop for now.
Yeah, I had a wonderful relationship with Claire. And Ruth Sandler was...